Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Mr. Premier. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Of course, of course. So I know you got a tight time crunch, so we're going to get right into it. So the first question, throughout this whole reopening stages, were there ever talks, or is there talks currently, about different regulations and restrictions for Northern Ontario and Southern Ontario because of, you know, case numbers? Is there an opportunity to open Northern Ontario before Southern Ontario?
Well, as I've always said, Nick, there's a tale of two provinces. There's the big urban centers like Toronto and the 905 regions that seem to be getting hit a lot harder than the northern areas. The only concern we have is people traveling from the city. They'll go up to Sudbury or North Bay or any of the northern areas, and that's our concern. We want to make sure that we keep everything right across the province, kind of standardize it, and really drive testing within the 905 and 416 to get a handle on the numbers. But as the chief medical officer has said, you know, look at the surroundings, look at your area. There's a golden rule, always stay 2 meters away, the social distancing, and when possible, wear a face cover if you're in large groups, in a lineup at a store or at a bank. That's the recommendation from the chief medical officer, and if we continue doing it, we'll get through this. And I want to thank everyone right across this province, 14.5 million people that have listened to the protocols from the chief medical officer, and that's the reason we're doing better than a lot of other areas throughout North America.
Now, big question for people in rural areas in the north: will the hydro rates continue at a lower rate beyond May 31st?
Well, we have that discussion. It's on the table right now. We're already subsidizing hydro rates to a tune of over $5 billion. And I'm not going to get into politics or in the weeds, but there's one thing I'll say. If there was one 800-pound gorilla that we inherited, was just a terrible, terrible energy file that has driven up our costs to be some of the highest costs in North America. And we're doing everything we can to make sure that we stabilize and lower the costs. We have a good plan, and we'll be rolling that out in the next week or so.
Now, what stage in this reopening process could we expect direction for hair salons and barbershops to begin reopening?
Well, that's going to be up to the chief medical officer. That's going to be either stage two or stage three, because I'm in desperate need of a haircut myself. As I say, I wake up in the morning, Nick, and I look in the mirror. I look like a caveman with this hair, and I'll tell you, I was going to go to the pet groomers to get a little trim, because everyone's in need of a haircut right now. But to answer your question, it's either going to be stage two or stage three, and that's going to be the call of our health table and the chief medical officer.
Perfect. And now I think you touched on it a little bit in the first question that we talked about, but Greater Sudbury as of today is 64 cases, 4 active cases. Is there anything that you'd like to say to, you know, frontline workers, essential workers, and just the community as a whole for doing their part in really limiting the spread?
Well, I just have to thank from the bottom of my heart all the frontline healthcare workers and first responders and the grocery clerks that are in there, dealing with people every single day, and the truckers, and there's just such a long list. And I just want to thank them. They're the true heroes. They're the people that have been able to keep the economy moving. They're the people that are sacrificing themselves by going into long-term care homes and putting their community and their patients before themselves. And it's so tough. They show up every single day, and they have concerns about going back home and keeping their family safe. They're absolute heroes, and I just want to thank them. And I thank them on behalf of not only our government, but on behalf of the people of Ontario.
Now, a recent decision to cancel the school year for the remainder of the year for in-person learning. How tough of a decision was that?
It was tough, but I had it in my mind, Nick. There was no way we were going to risk, rolling the dice with our kids. The kids are precious to us, and I'll protect them with everything I have. That's the number one priority, is our children. And I, myself, I don't think it was a tough decision, because I had it in my mind, we are just not gonna chance it. The kids are doing a great job. I want to give a shout out to all the teachers out there. They're doing an incredible job teaching the kids online, and how quickly everyone adapted, especially the teachers. I think the kids, when it comes to computers, Nick, they jump on there, and I see my four girls on the computer, and anytime I need help, who do I go to? I go to my kids, because they understand these computers better than I think all of us, and it was like fish to water for them. But there's nothing that beats just the camaraderie of being in a classroom, and hopefully we can get back to normal in September, or the new normal, as we say. Nothing's more important for the kids. I have my nieces and nephews calling me. What they miss the most are their friends, which I understand.
Now, for the next stage, is there a plan to kind of increase the amount of people that we can have in, say, social gatherings, just say a barbecue, for example, or if you're just having people over for a fire?
Yeah, and I think that's important, and we're really pushing that at the health table, that to increase it from 5 to at least 10. And the same comments that I'm getting back is people have to practice social distancing. So again, there are groups. When you go into a grocery store, they have lineups there. But always practice social distancing. And I know we changed the rules for outdoor fires, because that's part of life. When I'm up at the cottage, when I'm up north, the first thing everyone does, they put on a fire. We sit around the fire and have great conversations, a lot of good laughs, and I think that's critical. We try to get this done based on the numbers. Everything is based on the health and the science that comes first and foremost. And once we get the green light, then we move forward. So let's hope that we can loosen this up over the next week or two.
And final question for you, and I think probably the most important question, and one we all want to know, what is next in Cooking with Doug?
Well, you know something, I'm not too sure. We did that just to have a little bit of fun. That was the first time for about an hour I had my mind off COVID, and we're having fun. And it was funny, Nick, I got a few calls from people saying I went to the store and they didn't have any Philadelphia cream cheese or graham cracker crumbs. And I thought, boy, that's great. And I ended up getting hundreds of pictures, even from Sudbury too. I have a pal up there, and I guess everyone was having fun making cheesecake. And I'll tell you, I think I've had one too many cheesecakes in my days. So I got to cut those cheesecakes back a little bit.
Well, it was absolutely amazing. Just, it did exactly what you wanted to, and take our mind off of everything that was going on. Thank you for that. Are you going away from the dessert, or are you sticking with dessert for the next one maybe?
Well, I think I'm not much of a chef outside of a little bit of grilling, and I think we'll stick with the desserts, and maybe we'll look into the cookies next time, and again have a little bit of fun, because right now there's so much stress on people out there, especially people that have been temporarily laid off or laid off permanently, and there's a lot of stress, and mental health is a big issue for our government that we're focusing on, and especially in these times. We just want to support people and be there for them when they need someone to talk to or just need some camaraderie. And it's critical we all stick together, and we've been doing that. I've never been more proud of the people of Ontario than I have been over this whole pandemic, how everyone's pulled together and everyone's rowing in the same direction.
Well, I think Grilling with Doug could be a pretty cool internet series.
You know something, when I come to Sudbury, we'll have one of those big Ford Fests, and I'll be the one grilling outside, and I can't wait. I got a special spot in my heart for the folks out in Sudbury. I visited so many times. I have a lot of friends in Sudbury, and they're just great people. They're down to earth, salt of the earth, hardworking people.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We wish you and your family the best during this pandemic, and hopefully you have a great weekend. And again, we look forward to seeing you in Greater Sudbury when things are back to normal.
Well, great. And thanks so much for having me on, Nick. And I wish everyone in Sudbury all the best. Have a great weekend, and God bless you and your families.